but then I stopped pulling pints and started pushing myself. I upped my game, made a leap, I learned to think on my feet. I put my life in the hands of others and held their life in mine. I left home, I wrote home, I found a new home. I did things I never dreamed I would and overcame things I never thought I could. Sure, I was born in Yorkshire, but I was made in the Royal Navy. Start your journey, search Made in the Royal Navy. Animals can't tell anyone about the cruelty they suffer. That's why we have to. Call the RSPCA and pledge £3 a month. You have a voice. For their sakes, please use it. Yorkshire Tea, where everything's done proper. Friday night. First thing, the tanning shop. A good 9-minute blaster. Then it's on the Raz, with me and the lads, as we hit the town for all it's worth. Tanned, buffed, and blowing me wage packet. A weekend millionaire. The night plans itself, really. Shapes itself up, really. Builds around you, really. That lad came in again this afternoon. He's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in Adidas trackies. And when he's there, I just want to shout, "My life's boring, please be in it." Across the library, just shout. I nearly did today, but I thought that could go either way, so I just breathed really hard instead. Probably sounds daft, but he smells immense. And now there's like little particles of him up my nose. I want us to go on adventures. I want him to meet me Nan. I want to wear his jumpers. I doubt they'd fit, but I wish I were braver. Charlie entered the shop and laid the damp 50 pence on the counter.
"One Wonka's Whipple Scrumptious Fudge Mallow Delight," he said, remembering how much he had loved the one he had had on his birthday.
The man behind the counter looked fat and well-fed. He had big lips and fat cheeks and a very fat neck. The fat around his neck bulged out around the top of his collar like a rubber ring. He turned and reached behind him for the chocolate bar. Then he turned back again and handed it to Charlie. Charlie grabbed it quickly and tore off the wrapper and took an enormous bite. Then he took another and another and, oh, the joy of being able to cram large pieces of something sweet and solid into one's mouth. The sheer, blissful joy of being able to fill one's mouth with rich, solid food.